We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison in connection with a 2016 head-on collision that killed a Central Kansas woman. The Salina Journal reports 34-year-old Patrick Driscoll was sentenced after pleading no contest to felony involuntary manslaughter and misdemeanor reckless driving and endangerment charges. Court records say Driscoll was driving south in a northbound lane when he crashed into a vehicle driven by 55-year-old Song Horton. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few high clouds drifting in from the west, it is going to be sunny and windy today. We'll likely be in the upper 80s around lunchtime. 93 this afternoon. Our wind south at 15 to 35 miles per hour. We become partly cloudy overnight, our low near 70, and then sunny, warm again on Thursday with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We do have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. A man was arrested after a police chase throughout East Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the incident began early Monday evening when a stolen car was spotted east of Lincoln and Woodlawn. As police approached, the car pulled into a driveway in the 900 block of South Apache. As the officer got out of the patrol car, the suspect began backing up.
The officer was able to move out of the way and the suspect struck the patrol car and then fled the scene. A vehicle pursuit ensued from then. The vehicle pursuit ended in the 1400 block of North Fairmount when three occupants ran from the vehicle. There were three individuals that were taken into custody for questioning.
A police dog helped capture those suspects. The driver of the car, a 22-year-old gang member, was apprehended in the 1500 block of North Vassar. He was booked into jail for aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer fleeing from police and possession of drugs. Police were able to use less lethal weapons to subdue a suspect in West Wichita Saturday. They encountered a 50-year-old man in the 100 block of South Sedgwick who was armed with a knife and using a trash can lid as a shield. He was making suicidal statements. Captain Brian White, Wichita Police Training Commander, says supervisors arrived on the scene. The man became agitated, and one of the sergeants was able to subdue the man using a shotgun with beanbag rounds.
They are a less lethal option for us, but we'd like to defuse it verbally if we can. But sometimes some people force the issue with us, and they're looking for a confrontation. And sometimes this is our next best way of managing it.
The man suffered only minor injuries. He was hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation. The Justice Department's Antitrust Division says a proposed Kansas rule barring real estate brokers from offering gift cards would reduce competition and cause significant harm to the home buyers.
The federal government doesn't often weigh in on Kansas real estate regulations, and its letter comes as the Kansas Real Estate Commission considers public comments. Kansas law prohibits real estate brokers from offering rebates on part of a broker's commission. The Justice Department says Kansas brokers are now able to compete by offering home buyers gift cards redeemable at retailers such as home improvement or furniture stores. The commission will take up the issue at its August 21st meeting. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Tropical Storm Cindy slamming the Gulf Coast. ABC's Eva Pilgrim is in New Orleans.
We are definitely feeling the wind. We've seen heavy bands of rain, just complete downpours. And the big thing we're seeing this morning are these waves crashing up over the seawall here from Lake Pontchartrain. And they're pushing into the neighborhoods. That is already starting to cause flooding.
The heat wave is hitting the southwest, continues baking the region. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
There are cooling centers set up around the area, but honestly, if folks aren't inside air conditioning at work, work, many are taking refuge at movie theaters and shopping malls, anywhere to stay cool. Even swimming pools aren't cutting it right now because the water is too hot and laying around the pool isn't enjoyable.
If you were to consider it a referendum on a Trump presidency, then folks like President Trump, at least in Georgia, a win in the 6th Congressional District for Karen Handel, who beat Democrat John Ossoff. Europe is on high alert after a failed terror attack in Belgium. Bombs didn't go off properly. The attacker shot and killed by a soldier. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's that time of the day. Time to blur that fine line between entertainment and real news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, big news from an Oscar winner.
That's right. Shocking news. Daniel Day-Lewis. Green light again for Bachelor in Paradise as well.
I am the President of the United States of America.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln, the film role that won him his third Oscar and his last. His rep says in a statement obtained by ABC News, Lewis is retiring from acting at age 60. No reason given and none likely to come. The statement says there will be no further comment. Production will resume on ABC's Bachelor in Paradise after Warner Brothers Television, which produces the series, said their investigation found nothing to back up claims of on-set misconduct by a cast member that prompted the production stop about 10 days ago in Mexico. Rapper Prodigy has reportedly died. Born Albert Johnson, he's best known as one half of the iconic hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. His publicist revealed the news to XXL magazine. Complications from sickle cell anemia is the suspected cause. Prodigy was 42. I'm Christopher Watson.
Adele says hello to London's bravest.
Hello.
Adele surprised some London firefighters when she popped in Monday to say hello. The singer wanted to thank them for the work they did battling the deadly fire at Grenfell Tower there last week. She brought treats and enjoyed a cup of tea with the firefighters, one of whom posted photos online, calling Adele, quote, wonderfully grounded and caring. Adele already visited the site of the fire unannounced, comforting the people gathered there to mourn. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
The America's Got Talent auditions continued last night on NBC with more singers, dancers, magicians, acrobats. Native of Arizona, 13-year-old Evie sang Christina Perry's Arms in honor of her dad, who is fighting stage 4 colon cancer. Her emotional performance drew a standing ovation from judges and the audience and comments from Simon Cowell.
Trying to put myself where your dad is. And he must have thought, I have one heck of a talented daughter. Because your voice is stunning. And I think you're one of the ones I'm going to remember.
There you go. America's Got Talent last night on NBC. There is a movie opening nationwide today, and some turbulence in the Star Wars universe.
A rare Wednesday movie opening for the latest Transformers film.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up, okay?
Transformers 5, The Last Knight, hits theaters today. Experts are predicting it'll earn around $70 million through Sunday, which would be solid, but not spectacular. And that's okay. It'll likely make most of its money overseas, a trend we've seen several times this year with movies including The Mummy and Pirates of the Caribbean 5. A major disturbance in the Force. The directors of the upcoming Han Solo movie are out. Phil Lord and Chris Miller have parted ways with the project over creative differences, according to a statement by Lucasfilm and the directing duo. Movies change directors all the time, but it's extremely rare for it to happen this deep in. Filming has been going on for months, and the movie's due out next May. Lucasfilm says that won't change. No word yet on a new director.
I left.
And congrats to Tony Bennett, just given this year's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. I'm Jason Athenson.
There you go. Let's check out on the late night funny last night on the comedian circuit. Let's check in with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live talking about California's pay-to-stay jails.
An inmate can pay for a more comfortable cell. Did you know this? I didn't know about this. For $100 a night, inmates can get a semi-private room, single showers, and they make phone calls whenever they want, like a hotel. Just don't ask where the mint on your pillow has been. But it's like inmates who pay $250 a night, and you can get unlimited access to movies, cable TV, and a cellmate who promises to stop at second base, which isn't that crazy?
Jimmy Kimmel last night. Let's check in with CBS's The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Yesterday, reporters were blocked from recording video or audio during the White House press briefing, which is incredible. When asked why cameras and recording devices were not allowed in the press briefings, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said, I mean, I don't know. I can't make it any clearer. Nothing was recorded in there. We don't know.
And NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Qatar Airways today was named Airline of the Year at the Paris Air Show, while United was named Heavyweight Champion by the WWE.
The Late Night comedian action last night on television. A couple birthdays today. Actor Bernie Capel is 84 today. Doc on the Love Boat.
Love Boat. Yeah.
Bernie Capel, 84. Composer Lalo Schifrin is 85 today. Multiple Grammy winner, multiple Oscar nominee. Wrote the theme for Mission Impossible.
Yes, among others.
Oh, yeah. One of the great TV themes of all time.
I think he did the theme or the music on Bullet, one of my favorites.
Yeah, there you go. Lalo Schifrin is 85 today. And 40 years ago today, this movie came out in Wichita movie theaters, New York, New York. Did you see this movie?
No.
American musical drama directed by Martin Scorsese. Musical tribute featuring songs by Kander and Ebb to Scorsese's hometown of New York, New York. Robert De Niro, Liza Minnelli in the movie. And, of course, that's where the great song theme from New York, New York came from. Start spreading the news. Yeah. It seems like that song has been around forever.
Yeah.
It only was written 40 years ago for that movie, New York, New York. Yeah. Of course, Frank Sinatra recorded it and kind of turned it into an anthem for New York City.
This is true.
That's right. Yeah. And that movie did mark the last screen appearance of actor Jack Haley, Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, Wizard of Oz.
His last screen appearance was in that movie, New York, New York. Came out 40 years ago today. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're making up great pizza right there.
Yeah.
They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They have lunch specials every day, too, from 11 to 3.
You
check
bet.
Them out and get a tasty pizza right there at K15. Head on down to 208 South Baltimore. A tasty pizza pie you will get at Pizza John's in Derby. Hey, I've got a prize right here for one of our
really?
Great listeners.
Terrific, yeah. Terrific.
Let's get it going.
Okay.
How about a travel mug from Prairie Fire Coffee and two bags of signature blend coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee? And a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Wow.
Hey now, that's a great prize. Let's give that to caller number 4. Call me now at 869-1330.
All right, 842 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. More Boeing sales announced at the Big Air Show. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.